The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Once upon a time, you can eat anything you want, go out and party and drink all you want, and then you hit 25 and it's all downhill. Good morning, it's Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And I literally have to watch what I cook in our house. I cook every day, and I cook Mexican food. I'm Mexican, Chicana here. Automatic loves salsa. He loves chile. He loves all the things in Mexican food. Unfortunately, the things that go in Mexican food, the fresh ingredients, don't love him back.
Don't know. I like garlic. I got to have only little amounts of garlic. If garlic. I get too much garlic, like the other night, I ate pizza, and let me tell you, get a number on it. How am I functioning in a world where I can't eat pizza anymore?
I don't know.
It's a sad day. It's a sad day.
You can only have that really gross cracker pizza with no marinara on it.
Sometimes garlic, though, does feel like somebody's spraying pepper spray down my throat.
And I will say, Dana, Anthony, that sounded mildly racist right there.
You know that pizza you go to and they don't put no marinara. It's just bland.
You didn't have to call it cracker pizza, okay?
That's basically flatbread. All right, flatbread is where we're at now in our pizza career.
Yes, so what happens to you? Because I don't get it. My stomach's like a steel trap, baby.
How is that, dude? Is it because
you eat 3-day food?
You think it's because you're from West Texas and you could just almost basically eat roadkill?
It's just it's a woman thing. My mom, same. They'll be moldy something, and she'll just be like, "Oh, that's still good. Knock the mold off it, eat it, and then completely fine."
We don't waste food. Nope. We don't blame food for our insufficiencies.
I mean, you grow children inside of you, so exactly. I think that could be part of it.
We're stronger.
Separate from heartburn and child labor. I struggle now with dairy products since I cut a lot of milk out, dude.
What?
Yeah, I can't.
That's my life. Welcome to my life. I can't. I have to think about everything I'm going to eat before I eat it because I'm like, what do I have to do the next day?
Anytime Automatic has a big DJ event the following day, don't buy ice cream. That's the rule in the Casa House.
I haven't had cereal and milk in years.
Brother, what about oat milk? You got to get to almond milk, dog.
I hate the...
Oh, man. I'm going to say...
And then I just read this whole thing about oat milk and the almond milk. And
he's allergic to almonds. This guy can't do anything.
Get Automatic a glass of water.
Sensitivo.
And some Jell-O.
Cream of wheat, Jell-O, same diet as my Nana for Automatic.
My grandma's eating some Activia. You got to get some of that.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we have National Proofreading Day for all my nerds and
I do that online and people hate it.
I need to do more of that, dog, honestly.
I correct people online. They're like, this is not content.
If you're familiar with my social media content, you know that is not my fine point. And of course, let's wrap it up on International Women's Day.
Let's go. Yes. Shout out to the ladies out there. Yesterday, I saw this study. Women were asked who their biggest woman influence was in their lives. I think it was 86% said mother or grandmother.
Oh.
And I fall into that category. Shout out to all the hardworking moms out there. We love you, man. Thank you so much. Thank you. And all the sisters and mamas and all that good stuff.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This might arguably be one of the biggest down in the DMs we've ever done.
Oh.
And we're talking about Desiree hitting me up about her man, Roberto. He's talking to other women. And it has to do with gaming. There's just a lot. Here's a little excerpt from that down in the DM.
Is it okay that while I'm sleeping, he's messaging other girls? And if he's got time for that, he should have time for me, right?
Okay, but how do you know that that's happening? How do you know he's messaging other women?
Because I went through his Instagram. I saw some things that I knew didn't look right. And so now I have my friend at work messaging him.
Also, they've hit a rut is a big thing, too. And when you feel your partner go cold for whatever reason, that could mess with your mind a little bit.
Maybe if you stay off the games.
Yeah, I was going to say, some women are jealous of video games. Yeah. Like, your attention is, they feel like, is towards the video game should be put towards them and not the game.
Stop covering up for the man. He was Instagramming somebody. He's DMing someone right on Instagram named Monica. I'm pretending to be Monica. Here's how that call went. For sure, no girlfriend, right? Because sometimes I meet people online and they just lied. It's hard to meet, honest guys.
Come on. I just got to make sure I'm off. So, let's definitely grab some lunch. Where do you want to eat? You got any ideas?
I think maybe we can meet at Desiree's house while you're playing Call. I can hang out with her and she'll have someone to talk to.
What?
You know exactly what.
You know exactly what she's talking about, you stupid.
It went down in the DM.
Instantly regret standing up for that dude.
I will stand up for video games, though.
Yeah.
Okay, video gaming is one thing. But talking to Monica, who doesn't even exist, by the way, which is crazy. Oh, here's the rest of that down in the DM. The way it played out, that's what took a left.
It's over. I can't believe you.
Listen, I don't know what this is talking about. All right.
Oh, really? Don't even try to act now. You got caught, okay, dumbass?
Just calm down. Let's talk about this.
Me calm down. Me calm down. Shut your limp.
I want to see you, man. She doesn't want to see you.
I got to come by anyway, or I got to get my stuff.
Yo, do you? You don't have at my place, idiot.
At least let me pick up my PlayStation.
Your PlayStation? I bought that. Now I'm going to sell it.
No, that you gave that to me. Like, that's mine.
You think you lied to me so you can up.
It was the limp that got me. Never have we had more DMs on Instagram, more calls of men and women. Can I buy that PlayStation?
Yeah, ruthless,
everybody.
Dude. Ruthless. Nobody cared about it.
Nobody was like, how's that guy doing?
Nope. Man, I was worried. I was like, that's messed up. And I think if you give it to a person as a gift, regardless of the situation, don't take the
Anthony,
gift back.
Anthony,
I got you back on that one.
She gave him her heart, and he stomped on it. The PlayStation.
And all he gave her was limp.
That's worse. Yeah, if a chick gives you a PlayStation.
Fair game. Say somebody cheats on you and you gave them a gift, but it's at your house. Shouldn't you be able to sell it?
Oh, I'm keeping it.
Thank you.
Well, that's tricky, though. What's the equivalent?
Because that's happened to me before. I lost many a clothes and many a things because of that exact situation.
Were you cheating?
I was not being a good boyfriend.
877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I found the most inspirational story on Instagram about a teen mom. She was 15. Her name is Kayla Carly. She was pregnant in high school, and I remember this feeling. She was embarrassed. She said, I felt odd. I didn't want to go sit in the lunchroom with anybody. And my art teacher was always so nice to me and made me feel normal. And so she'd go to the art room. His name was James Robert Dickey. And he was like, girl, you're so great at art. Keep going. You can do anything you want. Now she is an artist that makes a lot of money. She makes a living doing her art. And she just paid homage to him on Instagram because he passed. And she said, if it hadn't been for this teacher, I don't know where I'd be. And in this video, she said, his belief in me made me believe in myself.
Yeah.
I remember I was taking community college classes, and I did not go for long at all. I don't want to sit here and pretend that I'm a collegiate student or anything, but I was also working at the Citizenship Annex, and Professor Kitzmiller was my boss, and she loved me, and she would always tell me how smart I was, how far I could go. She let me bring my oldest daughter, Kirsten, to work with me. You have to understand, I was extremely young and I couldn't afford childcare. There's people listening right now that can't afford childcare. That's a whole different topic. But she convinced me that I could be somebody and I could do something and I didn't have to settle. And those teachers, they make a big difference, man.
They do. And shout out to that professor who changed you. And I will say, as a person who's went through like four different universities, my time at a community college was probably the hardest academic to keep up with because it was a lot of motivated single moms like Dana's past self. And those chicks were like,
because they got somebody to feed.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
They don't got time to waste. They ain't there for the party.
Oh my God, dude.
Don't you have a teacher that said something to you that...
My sixth grade music teacher, who was also lived across the street from me when I growing up, she, Miss Hunt, she told me that I had a knack for music, which at that time I did not ever think of doing music in my life. I wasn't playing an instrument. I wasn't doing anything. She said, but it just comes to you naturally. So this is something maybe you should pursue. And then I think also because of where I grew up, because I grew up in Santa Fe, which is an artist community, it gave me the confidence to be able to pursue an artist career. Because when you have so many people doubting you from every which way, when you see other people actually doing it, then you're like, oh, that's attainable. I can do that.
You got your instruments, the turntables.
Yes.
I was blessed to have a lot of teachers who were very encouraging throughout my life. And one thing that's sticking out to me, and I'm going to share this with all my young homies out there and homettes who love homettes, is my creative writing teacher in high school. She told me the smoothest thing ever. She caught me, you know, dating two girls at the time.
Wasn't cheating, but was dating them.
And then she goes, Anthony, you'll attract more and better women if you're honest. And oh my God, was she right. Homies, remember that. Ladies love honesty. And that's one of the best things a teacher ever taught me. So shout out to my dog, Miss Lucas, my creative writing teacher. I appreciate you.
You've been holding for a minute. Line 3, share your positive teacher experience with us.
I was a kid in school that, you know, really struggled with comprehension. And I had one teacher in high school. She was an AP English teacher who always made me feel important, always gave me, you know, and other students great attention. She just always uplifted me, and I ended up acing that class.
Oh.
And she and I still talk till this day, I'm super grateful for her.
So her being positive about your education is what made you feel good about it, and then you did well in the class because of that.
Because she gave her confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything was talked about. She would say, you're so smart. You're going to go far. Keep going with, you know, put your mind to things and you'll be able to do anything. And she's great. I was super thankful for her.
Sometimes you think that those little nuggets of wisdom aren't getting through to kids, whether you're a teacher or someone's boss or a mom or a dad or a tío, auntie, whoever. And they are. Kids are like sponges. They are absorbing everything, negative and positive. And I believe that the positive is always greater than the negative. And we're going to go back to that.
Salute to all the great teachers out there.
Yeah, for real.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Who knows this song?
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Oh, wieners. They're making food news today. It's time for Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Friday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
First hashtag, gas is going up. Wah, wah, wah. But not like last year. It's like 10, 20 cents on average all over the country. That dang Punxsutawney Phil. He brought warmer weather sooner, so people are traveling. Demand is why the gas prices are high.
Because
the weather is warmer.
A lot of times people are like, you can't blame gas prices on the president. And Dana's over here blaming the groundhog.
Punxsutawney Phil. I don't know. Like, what did that happen? What is he? Don't blame him.
Because warmer weather means more people on the road. And demand means the prices go up.
That was one of the best conspiracy YouTube takes I've heard in a while, dog.
Okay. You heard it on the radio today. Interestingly enough, though, it's not like it was last year or the year before. 10, 20 cents I could handle. Don't give me no $7 cash, though, this time. Dang,
that was flashbacks of a bad day.
No, me too.
What's cracking in food news?
Food news, DJ Automatic.
So Oscar Mayer is debuting its first plant-based meat product.
Oh, no. Come on.
No,
so we're going to get not hot dogs and not sausages. That's what they're calling them.
So
gross.
We're going from hooves and tail and God knows what to God knows what?
Well, it's plant-based, so it's probably going to be better for you, and it's going to be flavored like hot dogs and flavored like sausages.
Just put a banana between two buns. How about that? That would be better
What are we doing here? I've heard that these meat byproducts
have more carcinogens.
You know, don't eat meat a lot. And I guess if you're going to eat your plant weenie, you go right ahead and do what you want to do.
You know, those carcinogens, there's no telling what they're going to do to your body.
I mean, I actually like carcinogens. I like burnt meat, so who am I to talk? You know, you want your plant-based wiener, you do your thing.
I mean, if you're going to eat a hot dog, why would you be afraid of this? This is at least plant-based.
I guess, right. I guess so. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. It is National Middle Name Pride Day. So, shout out to all the homies out there.
I'm not giving you my middle name. That's how people search you and steal your identity.
Well, I will say this. Shout out to my dad, RIP, but he named all three of his boys after him, so we all have the name Thomas in us.
Wait, I'm surprised you didn't name your sister Thomas, Sarah.
Almost.
Tomasita?
Maybe.
All right, what else we got, Ant?
International Women's Day, March 8th. Shout out to the ladies around the world.
It is International Women's Month. Shout out to this day. I read a study yesterday when women were polled and asked who is the most influential woman in your life. 86% said mom or grandma. I fall into that category. I love you, Mom. I love you, Nana.
Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Nelly was on the show and he said best era of hip hop between 99 and 2010. Let's have this conversation now. Best gossip, Daily Dirt, this and more. Anthony A, famous people's birthdays.
Kat Von D celebrating her birthday. Okay. Benny Blanco, actor Montana Jordan, and Kit Carter celebrating their birthday as well.
Okay, so Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson in July on Netflix. It's going down in Dallas, Texas. Who's winning the fight?
Their bank accounts.
Yeah. That's the first. Let's establish that. But I think that Mike Tyson is going to teach him a lesson.
Every time Jake Paul fights somebody, you
there's a 30-year age difference. The only way that he might be able to fight Mike Tyson is to run from him for a couple rounds.
The lover of the sweet science of boxing in me wants to believe that it's so bad, but I think Mike Tyson's going to give us the show that we want, which is going to extend the fight, and it's going to be one of those boring draw situations.
It was boring the last time I saw Jake Paul fight. It was over in 30
seconds.
He's
not a good boxer.
He boxed this guy out. He knocked him out.
Yes, horrible display of boxing, dude.
But he's not fighting guys that are like top tier caliber. Mm-hmm. And to fight Mike Tyson, even though he's 57 years old, that was one of the greatest fighters of all time. I don't feel like it's going to go well for this dude.
We'll see who you got your money on. 877-730-DCS1. All right, now we're going to talk about Nelly. He made an appearance on HBO's The Shop. That's LeBron James' show. And he said that the best era of rap was between 99 and 2010. Take a listen.
When I put out songs, I had to go against DMX, Jay-Z, Eminem, Lil Wayne, 50 Cent, Luda, all of us are fighting for one spot. From 99 to like 2010.
Okay, I like all the artists he's talking about, including himself. Like, we're talking about a great era. Not my favorite era, but I get it. I think that we're closer to when Kanye, Drake, Nicki, Lil Wayne dropped. That's when I think. And J. Cole.
Kanye was during that era too, but the thing.
He didn't even mention Kanye.
But he was.
Kanye changed hip hop.
Yeah, he was during that era and he was running it too. But the thing is like, without the golden era, which was my favorite era, where you have Nas and Tribe and Wu-Tang and Dave. And Too Short and NWA, you wouldn't have all these guys. Thanks. So I feel like that era set that era up, which was a great era. Nelly's not wrong.
You know one thing they're not talking about though is the fashion trends of these eras.
It was definitely that was
awful.
Shout out to Nelly because he had me myself wearing a Band-Aid around middle school. Like I knew why I was doing it.
Who remembers the Band-Aid? That's your Daily Dirt. We'll be right back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
For the most part, the majority of people in my life who taught me, all the teachers were good to me. Mm. There's a couple of bad memories I have, like, you know, somebody like being that racist.
One,
I
was going to say in that one that told you to quit school.
Yeah, the vice principal told me to quit school because I got pregnant. But for the most part, I want to talk about the positive influence that teachers have because they work so hard and they don't get paid a lot. We talked about this a little earlier in the Parents Court. I invited people to listen on the podcast, right? We have the Dana Cortez Show podcast. But I know that teachers don't feel appreciated, but you have to understand there are those adults, teachers or not, maybe a boss in your life, somebody who says something positive and it makes you believe in yourself. Careful what you say, because you can say some negative stuff to people that brings them down, or you can choose to be positive and lift them up.
I had a very stern interaction with my high school basketball coach that really altered my perspective on life. And I used to play football and basketball. I know if you look at my body now, you're like, you were an athlete, but hey,
the knee.
Back in my day, you know what I'm saying? I was playing both sports during football season. I'll say this, I had some teachers that were fans of the football team, so sometimes it didn't matter if I went to class or not, which was cool in high school. Wow. Bad for life. And when I went over to the basketball team to start basketball season, I walked in thinking like, oh, it's going to be great. They're going to treat me like a god in here. No way. My high school basketball coach pulled up all of my absences and all my missed classes from football season and said, yo, you're not starting basketball until you make up for all of these. You're not going to be on my team until you make up for all of these. And I know that you're not a person who's going to be skipping class. Like the light bulb that went off in my head and just what that did for me and taught me to show up every day and always... No, somebody's always watching you.
Take care of your business, and then you can handle the other. Mm. I'm sorry, but you can't be late. You can't have excuses because in the real world, it just doesn't work that way.
All this positivity talk about coaches and teachers, it has me thinking, I'm like, why do I not have any like real positive stories? And I think because I was just such a little jerk during that time. And I, looking back on it, I think it had a lot to do with like my house, and it had a lot to do with me being a white kid in a Mexican neighborhood, and you're always having to prove yourself. So you would be the one who would go out of his way to do things. So
you get teased, you get bullied a little bit.
And then in order to avoid all that, you're going to be the worst kid out there because they'll respect that.
But why'd you have to be a jerk with your teachers?
Because that's what was respected in where I grew up. Yeah,
yeah, dude, you're trying not to get picked on by Hyman Oscar. Dude. Yeah.
So what you're saying is if you were teaching yourself, you would hate you too?
I would have. Yes, I would have. There's no way I would have loved to teach me. No.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.